This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The 2024 Farm Progress Show will be held in Boone August 27th through the 29th. Last week, a meeting was held for exhibitors and vendors at the show site in Boone. The meeting allowed exhibitors, vendors, and show personnel to work in person on preparations for the show in August. Matt Youngman, the National Events Director at Farm Progress, says that the planning meeting allowed exhibitors to work on logistics for the show with vendors and show planners.
It's a great meeting. We started doing this maybe 10 years ago, and rather than a bunch of one-off meetings that everybody's scheduling, we decided to bring all the vendors, so all the tent companies, pressure washers, landscapers, electricians, bring all the vendors that do work for those exhibitors and get them here on one day. And then all of the big exhibitors have the opportunity to come in and stand on their lot, talk about their plans for this year, the way they want to change their exhibit from the last time they were here.
In 2022, poor weather did not allow for field demonstrations at the show site. This year, field demonstrations will be back for Farm Progress 24.
2 years ago when we were here, we weren't able to have field demonstrations, primarily because we didn't get the corn in the ground until May 19th. Well, here we stand in middle of April, and the corn is in the ground, and I went out and dug one up, and the sprout's about an inch and a half long. And so, yeah, you know, we couldn't be sitting any better when it in terms of field demonstration corn.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're on the phone right now with Corteva's Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa, Scott Youngman, and we're talking benefits of weed control programs. Scott, what should a weed control program approach include?
There's a couple things. We start with a clean field, either through tillage or burn down, and you can use Enlist right up to planting time with Enlist crops. You can use Enlist herbicides. We want to run a broad spectrum, multi-mode of action, pre-emergence herbicide. You know, something like Sonic plus Everprex, that's three modes of action, two of them very effective on water hemp. And then the same thing when we go post-emergence with our Enlist, again, it's two modes of action, both of them very broad spectrum. Neither herbicide by itself is as effective as they are together. When you tank mix Enlist Liberty, you're getting weed control on those tough ones like Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, kochia, maristail.
And Scott, where can our listeners learn more?
As always, we'd love before you go out there to Enlist.com.
That's Scott Youngman, Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa with Corteva.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.